A political historian, Professor Nana Isilfe-Kondia, has charged policymakers to rethink a developmental path for the country to achieve the vision of our founding fathers. He said too much politicking and partisanship have created sycophants among even elite and others, leading to developmental stagnation. Professor Isilfe-Kondia was delivering a lecture at the inauguration of the Gimpa Alumni Board. Joyce Jeche has more.
Professor Nana Isilfe-Kondia traced the stagnation of the country to the post-independence era, where parliamentarians from different political parties refused to accept ideas from their opponents.
Being on the winning side on the basis of first-past-the-post and winner-takes-all, this last has denied the country of the cohort of even independents whose knowledge and expertise were needed, but ignored because they do not belong to the any political party. How second self-destruct, which also prevails, though there had been some boldness to be inclusive, which has consistently ditched because of the them and us type divisiveness.
He said apart from Dr. Nkrumah's 7-year development plan, subsequent governments use their manifestos for developing the country, which are always thrown out by new government. Nana Isilfe-Kondia, who is also the head of Faculty of Journalism at the African University College of Communication, AUCC, did not spare the judiciary, chiefs and religious leaders for their roles in the country's stagnation. He said in the upcoming elections, the youth should know parties with policies that will best address their problems.
The younger generation leadership have not succeeded to undo it because of opportunist politics. But the reality in that is also the fact that the beginners neither installed succession structures nor group succession for all and in the party. In fact, talk of their heir apparent affected that person, so to speak. The situation is extant in our political parties today. The effect of these on the polity is what leads to sprouting of new political parties, especially towards an election ballot in this country.